planet, spinning through space. You're a garden, you're a harbor, you're a holy place. Golden sun going down, gentle blue giant, spin us around all through the night. Safe till the morning light.
And welcome to Time Out, Stories for Children. I'm Annie Voice. This next story is called Harmony's Drum. One night, in the endless spectrum of time, Mother of all creation was traveling among the stars when she came to a small blue and green planet. It was covered with earth, sand, sea, and clouds. So she called it Earth, Sand, Sea, Cloud. But in these hurried times, we just call it Earth. It was a peaceful place, with gentle rivers and green meadows. A good place for children, said Mother of all creation. So, from the planet itself, she made four giant children. With desert sand, she baked scorch. From ocean water, she poured drench. Of mountain rock, she built quake. And through windy clouds, she blew gale. When she was done, she still had a little of each material left. So, not wanting to waste them, she rolled them into one lump and made a smaller giant, a young girl. "I shall call you Harmony," she said, "because you are a little of everything together." She then kissed each of her children and said, "Now live!" The giants awoke and began to play. And then the earth was no longer gentle and still. Scorch bowled fireballs across the desert. Drench splashed tidal waves from the ocean. Quake toppled mountains off their foundations. And gale shrieked hurricanes through the air. Only Harmony preferred quiet play. She left her brothers and sisters to their wild games and went off into the woods alone. There, in golden sunlight among green trees, she danced, playing a small drum. "She's weird," the others giggled. Well, one day, Scorch, Drench, Quake, and Gale got into a big fight. Why? Each of them claimed to be the strongest of the four. Their anger was enormous. Their battle was so destructive that gentle Earth, Sand, Sea, Cloud, battered by fires, floods, and tornadoes, began to crack and fall apart. The longer the headstrong children fought, the wider grew the cracks beneath their feet. They noticed nothing but their will to win, until they stopped to take a breath. It was then that they noticed the shivering under their feet. They saw the jittering stars above their heads. "Mother of all creation, help us!" they cried when they realized the danger they were in. But she sadly shook her head and said, "I cannot fix what I have not made. You shall have to solve this problem yourselves." "What can we do?" whined the giants. They tried grabbing the planet, shouting at it, begging and threatening, but nothing they did would calm Earth, Sand, Sea, Cloud down. She trembled harder when they yelled at her, and the cracks grew wider. Finally, in frustration and despair, they sat down and wept. "We are lost, all because of our foolish fighting. When they stopped to take a breath, they heard the sound of a small drum echoing from the woods. Blinking back tears, they saw Harmony skipping toward them, playing a lively beat. "Come dance with me," she called. "Harmony, are you crazy?" they said. "How can you dance at a time like this? If we don't stop Earth, Sand, Sea, Cloud from falling apart, we're all going to die." Harmony only smiled and sang, "To fall or fly, to live or die, find the balance that lies within, and peace shall come to the place you're in." "You are crazy," they said. "Go away with your foolish dancing." Harmony shrugged and twirled away. As they watched her go, however, the giants noticed something they hadn't seen before. As she moved forward, the earth under her feet stopped shaking. The cracks slowly pulled themselves together and disappeared after she passed. "Harmony, wait for us!" cried Scorch, Drench, Quake, and Gale. They joined hands and danced for their lives, around and around the planet. Though clumsy at first, their steps grew gentler, lighter, more in tune to the rhythm of the drum. Under their steady steps, Earth Sand Sea Cloud relaxed. She stopped trembling and safely pulled herself back into balance. "Look at us!" cried the giants. "We're dancing!" Mother of all creation smiled down upon the scene. "Look at my darlings playing so nicely!" She clapped her hands, and all the myriad creatures of the earth leapt, crept, and soared forth to celebrate. The giants were delighted. This was much better than their old games. They danced for many days and nights, until finally they grew tired and lay down to rest. And where they lay, they are sleeping still. Scorch in the desert, drench in the seas, quake in the mountains, gale on the breeze, and harmony dreams in the redwood trees. So remember the game that brought them joy, and whenever you get the chance, dance.
This pretty planet, spinning through space, your garden, your harbor, your home.
This
pretty
planet,
spinning through
space, your garden, your harbor, your home.
You've been listening to Time Out, Stories for Children, music by Tom Chapin. I'm Annie Voice saying goodbye till next time.
Golden sun goes